Science Branch Broadcast, a one-hour prophecy program on the American Voice Radio Network, featuring Pastor Dan of the Science Branch Ministry. And now, here's Pastor Dan.
Greetings, saints, and welcome to the Messiah's Branch Prophecy Hour. We're broadcasting live from the Flint Hills of Kansas, and we're on the American Voice Radio Network.
Today's date is February 25th, 2021.
The world is in turmoil. Most still don't realize it, but we are in that time of the end, and that's the time before Messiah's glorious return. So it's time to get out of sin. Excuse me. Time to get out of sin, the world, and look to the holy city. Look to the one who suffered and died for you. Hear the sound of the shofar. Heed the warning. Get right now before it's too late. Please make the choice for Yeshua tonight. If you need help after the program, call me. I'll pray for you or with you. If you get the machine, leave your name, number, prayer request, and or message.
And the phone number is 620-878-4682. That's 620-878-4682. If you have an emergency, text Dan. Let him know you're going to call on his cell at 316-619-4886. 316-619-4886. You can always find the breaking news and the updates about the Wichita Mission Church and the radio program archives and all of our contact information is on our ministry hub, which is prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com.
Folks, we are a national satellite radio program, which is simulcast live on internationally on YouTube, some FM, so pray about supporting airtime.
Let's thank our listener base, which is worldwide places like Kemerovo, Russian Federation.
But I think I may even have got a donation from Russia because I got some name that was really looked Russian. So if that's one of you folks over there in Russia that's listened to us that made that, I think it was a $50 donation, thank you. Anyway, go ahead.
Is that Auckland?
Auckland.
Auckland?
I guess it's Auckland. That's how I've been saying it for
a couple. Well, if you put a D there, it's duck, so it must be Auck.
Okay, moving right on.
Auckland, New Zealand, Reynosa, Mexico, and in the USA we got Jacksonville, Florida, Memphis, Tennessee, Colorado Springs, Colorado, and Wichita, Kansas, number one listener that listens to the podcast when it posts later tonight.
You folks, send us an email to radio@messiahsbranch.org or a text to my phone, 316-619-4886. Let us know where you're hailing from. Follow us and share us at Twitter. That's Pastor Dan Catlin at Branch77. Now, prayer, and we will talk. I started to say bring on tonight guests. We will have guests back starting next week. Joel Richardson is scheduled for next week. So the third time's the charm. We think we have the problem that's isolated that we have been having. So we'll find out next week. And I sure pray it works because poor Joel been on twice and it's happened, you know. Anyway, dear Heavenly Father, in Yeshua HaMashiach's name I pray. Father, I pray radio tonight goes according to your will, not our will, Father. And please give everyone out there ears in which to hear and understand the truth. So, in your son, Yeshua HaMashiach's mighty name, bless this program tonight. And we might as well just get right on with the song.
And as it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be also in the days of the Son of Man. Luke 17:26.
Then the days of Noah keeps ringing in my ear. People laugh and scoff when they hear the end is near. They go right on with building, not giving God a thought, forgetting about the flood. In anger he once fought. The spirit of old Noah is alive and well today. across the path of bronze, more riches trying to buy. Some just think of money and how to get some more, but little do they realize God's closing up the door. Soon the door will close, and when they hear it slam, their riches will be all for naught and their soul forever down.
Out there that don't work for the federal government, tomorrow it sure looks like the COVID relief bill will be signed and they'll get, everybody will get, everybody making below $75,000, I think it is, will get $1,400. But it still has to go to the Senate, but I'm sure the Senate will pass it. They'll get it done. But, you know, it could be stopped if we had real Republicans over there, but we just, most of them are rhinos. But that will possibly get weeded out in 2022 with some of them up for re-election, because Trump, they're now declaring, some of the ones that are awake are saying, Trump's the head of the party. You better get on board with him or you're not going to get re-elected. But in the same bill, what this says, but wonderful federal employees are going to get.
Oh, my goodness. Federal employees would qualify if their children's school or place of care has been closed, if the school offers vital instruction or some type of hybrid, or if the child care provider is unavailable because of COVID-19 precautions.
That's virtual. Virtual. Yeah, that means like...
Virtual school, yeah.
Yeah, like
virtual
Zoom.
Instructions, right.
Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
But here's the kicker.
Full-time federal employees would be able to take up to $35 an hour and $1,400 a week through September 30th. That would amount to 15 weeks of 600 hours in paid leave.
So they're going to be, they're going to be paid to stay at home. And, of course, the United States is being shut down and dismantled to be part of a third world country. The globalists have to do it that way to kill America. They have to turn us into a third world country to be like the rest of the nations. And believe me, the globalists is happening in other parts of the world. It isn't just America. But they want everybody to be equal and the same. That's why they propose no borders. They want
right, and they want nobody to own anything but them.
Right, right, the elites. And, you know, and they are well into the process of this. And America was the only thing that was turning the tide back the other way. But now with the stolen election, and it was indeed stolen, then it is dramatically headed back the other way. And so, yeah, they're also are coming after guns because Garland, that's the guy that they're talking to, and, you know, they're confirming he's in Congress. He's the nominee for the new attorney general. And, man, that guy said he didn't... Here's one for you. This guy said that you know, in Portland, they're burning down government buildings, right? You
right.
know, and all that. They've been attacking them all year. Well, I think it was one of the Republicans, and I think it may have been Rand Paul, that asked him, said, well, what about, you know, isn't, you're calling the thing that happened at the White House domestic terrorism. Well, why isn't that domestic terrorism? And you know what he said?
I don't know if I want to know, but lay it out.
Okay, he said, because the buildings weren't open, it was after work hours, then it wasn't
oh,
domestic
my Lord.
Terrorism. They didn't think it would be domestic
terrorism. Please help
terrorism.
America.
Well, see, he's totally, you know, he's totally leftist, you know, so he had to come up with something. But he also said statedly, and this guy's talked about it before, but this guy said that he's on board for Biden's anti-gun legislation. And so he will enforce it. So this is what's coming, you know. They're trying to browbeat us and break us down, but that's why they've left the National Guard, you know, over there, hoping, I guess, that the National Guard will defend them or whatever. But it's coming, gun confiscation and everything. And the problem is that I don't see where they think that Americans are just going to lay down and comply for it. I don't see all those people that have bought guns and tons of ammo is just going to willfully give them up. Mm-hmm. And if they start going door to door, I don't think they'll stand for that either. They'll band together. And so, you know, I really on track believe, as I've been saying for a couple of years on radio or more, that we are headed to a civil war and a complete breakdown of society. But anyway, listen to this, folks.
Okay, roughly 36 House Democrats have asked President Joe Biden to make an unprecedented move for the United States national security. The letter from legislators obtained by Politico reportedly asked for the procedure surrounding access to nuclear codes and launching a nuclear attack on another country.
Okay, so that's what the nuclear suitcase is all about. A guy follows Biden around, or any president, and has the codes that he can launch a nuclear attack at any time. He just has to say, bring it here. Every president has that right. And there's a reason to that, but go ahead.
A suggested alternative to having only the president get permission to launch a nuclear attack is to have both the vice president and the speaker of the House agree with the launch order from the president, Fox News reported. Oh, boy, well, they're all in there together, so that ain't no problem, is it?
Wait a minute. Read this to the end and then I'll...
Well, any president would presumably consult with advisors before ordering a nuclear attack. There's no requirement to do so. The military is obligated to carry out the order if they assess it is legal under the laws of war. Under the current posture of the U.S. nuclear forces, the attack would happen in minutes, the letter continued.
Okay. This says, or could say, that maybe, just maybe, these House Democrats fully well know that Biden is just not stable enough in the head to be trusted with not blowing up the whole world, which I do agree with that. I believe he's unstable, and there's really not nothing there, but there's more to this that meets the eye. This may be a hint that those soon House Dems may very well, as any real person would or should know, which I think has been their plan all along, is to replace him with Harris. I have to ask just how much better would that be? But listen, there's a bigger problem with that. Why is it then, you think about that, why is it that the president has that kind of control to be able to just launch in a moment?
Because he's supposed to run the country.
Well, he's supposed to, let's not, run's a good word, but let's say he's supposed to protect the country.
Right.
So if he sees a nuclear attack coming in this age, in any age, minutes matter. Very minutes matter. Now, you're talking about Harris. In this scenario, it would be Harris, Pelosi, and Biden having to agree. Okay, number one, first they got to be able to get a hold of the other two. If he sees if the command control calls Biden and says, hey, we see an incoming attack from Russia, well, then, so, okay, then he'd have to immediately be able to get a hold of Pelosi and immediately get a hold of Harris, explain it to them, and get them agreed. Now, Pelosi could very well just say, no, I don't think we need to attack her. It might be something else. Those minutes even spent in debate would be the deciding factor of the whole war. By the time that they could come together or even get a hold of each other, it could be very well too late. And so there's the big problem with it. And then again, you have it the other way, that it would be a big problem. It would be a big problem if Joe had just cracked. But it isn't as easy as just to was in param his a military. It'd be like this: a military leader would call him, and it would be more like the military leader was deranged because he would be the one to convince Biden, and Biden right now is ready to he's doing just about anything they tell him to do. Anybody, so. You know, so, but it's a big thing for our country. But our enemies, you got to stop and think about this. So now all of a sudden, our enemies, like Russia and China, what do they have? If that happens that way, they have a distinct advantage and they know it. And they know it's going to be a short window. They both talk about, they've been preparing for war with the United States. They consistently get ready for war with the United States. They could very well take this as it being to their advantage big time. And it would be to their advantage big time if they did that. But again, it also shows that maybe these Democrats in the House are just believe this could be setting the stage to take him out of office. You understand? Because I don't believe that he can make it through, period. I think the plan all along has been to replace him with Harris. But there's been lots of prophecies, and we're going to pick on Dmitry Dudeman's tonight, but there, and I looked it up, there's some other prophecies by other people to back it up, that America would be attacked by nuclear weapons. And we're going to go into that prophecy after break time. But we got a couple of minutes before then. So what do you think about all that? Any thoughts?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Well, folks, it's just getting really terrible out there with these people that have taken over the election. And just Biden's people aren't even in yet, you know, like the attorney general and others. Wait about a couple of months. Right now, it is just ready. What's he say? Yeah, they cannot write, they're not trying to, as pointed out to me, they can't just write a law. They're asking him. Let's get that straight. They're not just writing a law, but they're asking and trying to pressure Biden into doing it on his own to give up that right to do it. And let alone, it doesn't matter what the law says.
Yeah, since when does the law matter to them? They stole the whole election. What laws matter?
They don't care. The law doesn't matter.
It is what I say, and that's the way it is. I don't care what the law says.
Yeah, and I totally agree with what Frank says. Yeah, there's laws and there's different things and blah, blah, blah. But guess what? You know, when does the law matter to them? It doesn't matter to them. And they twist it to their own use and everything. And so, no, the law doesn't matter. We saw that all last summer. Just like, we were talking about the attorney general. He's sitting there saying that, okay, because it's past, because it's past dark and the building's closed, it's not domestic terrorism. You know, he's not going
really?
By the law. If they were going by the law, we wouldn't be sitting in this position that we're at now. And
here's a for instance. So what if the building's closed? I imagine there's two or three janitors that have to clean those big buildings. What about their lives? They're in there cleaning the building. That's domestic. There's people in the building even if it's closed.
Yeah, amen. But, you know, when does that matter to the Democrats? But we've known that about them for a long time. The bigger problem I actually have is the Republicans are a bunch of, except for a few of them, they just let everything, it'll be all right, blah, blah, blah. They don't want to be called racist or they don't want to stand up and fight. There's the point. They don't want to stand up and fight. Trump showed them that you can stand up and fight, and that's why they came against him. But the point is, I believe that the 2022 elections, you know, that's the midterm elections, I believe there will be a slaughter. In fact, places like Georgia even passed a law about the elections that you can't have that if you have mail-in ballots, you have to have ID. You know, you have to have ID along with it. You just can't do it. But again, when does the law matter? If the law mattered during this last election, those mail-in ballots wouldn't even have been allowed in the first place, because the way that the law is written, they would have had to have been approved by the state legislators and not by the people in charge, like the governors and stuff. The governors and so on, and the attorney general.
Well, what about the machines where they changed all the votes? They never did anything about that either. So what's the matter?
Well, there's the point. But it was a combination of both that won the election, you know, so dramatically. And so, yeah, so when does the law matter? That's why I don't see how
I don't see how an election can even be legit unless they fix the last election.
Right, absolutely. And that's what everybody's saying. How can anybody have faith in the elections ongoing when they didn't?
They cheated in the election and they cheated in the runoffs, too. So,
right.
What makes you think they're not going to cheat in the oncoming elections? They know they can get away with it.
Okay, well, you know what? You better tell them where our website's at. We got to go to break.
Okay, you can find all of our contact information, all about radio program archives, and all about the Mission Church at prophecyhour.com. That's prophecyhour.com. We'll be back in 4 minutes.
Go away, Pastor Dan will be right back.
Watching as they run to and fro, A burden fills my heart and the time is short. They're soon to lose their soul.
When confronted with the undeniable fact as to pagan practices having been labeled Christian, many people recognizing the truth make the statement, "But that is not what it means to me." The truth is that what it means to us makes no difference. The real question is, what does it mean to God? A good example of a similar situation which should serve as an example to us can be found in Exodus 32. At Mount Sinai, the people, fearful of what might have happened to Moses, broke off the golden earrings which were in their ears and brought them to Aaron. We are told that he took the gold, melted it, and made a golden calf. Not only that, but an altar was built and proclamation was made, "Tomorrow is a feast to the Lord." The scriptures say that the people rose up early the next day, made offerings, and sat down to eat and to drink. The Lord said that the people, by proclaiming these pagan practices to be in His honor, had corrupted themselves and had turned away from the commandments which He had given them. These abominable practices had angered the Lord to the extent that He spoke to Moses, saying, "Now therefore let me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, and that I may consume them." It is important to consider that the golden calf in the wilderness represented the Egyptian cow and bull gods, Hathor and Apis, and that the cow goddess Hathor was associated by the Greeks with Aphrodite or present-day Easter. No, what things means to us makes no difference. Our only concern should be, what does it mean to our Creator? I'm Richard Reeves with Just the Facts. For more information, contact Partakers Publications, Post Office Box 23031, Charlotte, North Carolina 28227, or visit our website at www.toolong.com.
Back. This is Pastor Dan and
Linda Catlin,
and you're listening to American Voice Radio. And besides Branch on the American Voice Radio Network. Okay, a lot of things going out there. I think I'm going to introduce this to radio before we get into the other part of our program. What did Frank say there?
It says, "I predict that after the vaccinations, the gene therapy start killing people wholesale and they begin to realize they are sterile. This will be blamed on some new virus. And they will call off the elections for the safety of all of us." Well, they was on Owen News. They had a segment. They were talking about vaccinations already created genocide. There's been thousands of people died from the vaccination. They're calling it a genocide.
Right, and especially they did it in other countries. Some in Nigeria, they sent their vaccination back.
And there was one hospital, I don't remember where it was, but all the doctors and all the whole hospital said, "Nobody in this hospital is taking no vaccinations. Don't even bring them here." They all refused.
That's cool. Well, and I do know as a fact, at my own doctor's office, while he took the vaccination, he said over half the doctors and the nurses did not take the refused the vaccination. So, you know, it's not, you know, everybody. In fact, it's hard to find those pieces and facts, you know, because
fact checkers say nothing's a fact unless it's a lie, and then it's a fact.
Well, you basically don't. It's hard to trust any news sources. Period. You know,
exactly.
There's not a lot that'll report at all because they're afraid of getting shut out. Owen News is just one of them. You know, that Owen is about the only broadcast news I even halfway trust.
Right.
I don't trust Newsmax at all. I didn't in the first place, because you know what? In the election between Trump and Hirsch, they backed Hillary Clinton.
Right.
You know, and so I knew
that. They were being wishy-washy there and trying to win everybody over, but right after the election, they turned.
Yeah. Yeah. So Newsmax isn't trustworthy either. There's really not a lot out there, and Fox is trying to fight his way back as conservative, but I just rarely do I ever quote him, and, you know, once in a while I may watch.
Sean Hannity is the one
Sean
I like.
Hannity.
That's the only one, about the only one I like on there. I watched the old guy, but they fired him, so.
Yeah, that guy, I can't remember him.
Okay, he's right on the tip of my tongue. That's why I said the old guy.
Bill O'Reilly?
Yeah, no. No, the old guy they fired for saying, talking about the election fraud. They canceled his program and fired him.
Hobbs? Dobson.
Dobson, yeah.
Dobson, yeah. He's a good guy.
Liked him, but they fired
I heard he
him.
Was coming on another channel.
Is he?
Yeah.
Maybe Owen News will hire him.
Yeah, well, I think they tried to. I think he's coming on some other network. I don't know which one it is, but James Dobson's always been good. Anyway, so folks, now listen, you're regular to the program, you've heard this, but there's some breakdown that I want to do in this Dream and Vision for America, and it keeps coming up. And I want to point out to you, remember I said that, you know, this Dream and Vision talks about America being nuked and basically on the coast. And people think, well, how could that be possible with all our deterrent?
And who
but
is
if
this?
This is Dmitry Dudeman.
Dmitry?
But if, like I said, if they take away the ability to immediately respond to a nuclear attack, then that explains how
messed
this
up.
That explains how this can be possible. So once again, this is the message for America. This is when September of 1984, and it was given to Dmitry Dudeman by an angel that came and visited him. So here it is, and this is the Dmitry Dudeman speaking, but my wife reading. Go ahead.
Okay, late one night, I couldn't sleep. The children were sleeping on the luggage. My wife and daughter were crying. I went outside and walked around. I didn't want them to see me cry. I walked around the building crying and saying, God, why did you punish me? Why did you bring me into this country? I can't understand anybody. If I try to ask anybody anything, all I hear is, I don't know.
Stop. Okay, and that was in, I think he was California, but that's Dmitry Dudeman, and he's Romanian. And he didn't speak English. In fact, when he went around talking to people, his grandson
interpreted
for him. Okay, so so now he's speaking. This is after he's been brought to America.
Okay, I stopped in front of the apartment and sat on a large rock. Suddenly, a bright light came toward me. I jumped to my feet because it looked as if a car was coming directly at me, attempting to run me down. I thought the Romanian street police...
Secret.
Yeah, the street, the Romanian secret police. Maybe they have. I was thinking of the movies where the police walk in London, you know?
Yeah, okay.
Okay. I thought the Romanian secret police had tracked me to America, and now they were trying to kill me. But it wasn't a car at all. As the light approached, it surrounded me. From the light, I heard the same voice that I had heard so many times in prison.
Stop. Now, in prison, I'm pretty sure this angel was actually identified as the angel Gabriel. So, but you can go read this whole thing if you go to prophecyhour.com and go to the pastor's page. I've got links over there for it. But also, I'll put the link in when we put it. We're live radio right now, folks, but we'll put the link into the podcast when this goes into podcast later tonight.
Okay. He said, Dmitry, why are you so despaired? I said, why did you punish me? Why did you bring me to this country? I have nowhere to lay down my head. I can't understand anybody, he said. Dmitry, didn't I tell you I am here with you always? I brought you to this country because this country will burn. I said, why did you bring me here to burn? Why didn't you let me die in my own country? You should have let me die in jail in Romania, he said. Dmitry, have patience so I can tell you. Get on this. I got on something next to him. I don't know what it was. I also know that I was not asleep. It was not a dream. It was not a vision. I was awake, just like I am now.
Okay, so it wasn't a dream and it wasn't a vision. It was an actual visitation. You know, that's what it was. And so, yeah, go ahead.
He saw it was probably like a carpet ride. Get on here. He stepped on something and they took off. He showed him stuff. He showed him all of California and stuff.
Well, I never thought of it that way, yeah. but it could be.
Yeah. He showed me all of California and said, this is Sodom and Gomorrah. All of this in one day it will burn. Its sin has reached the Holy One. Then he looked at me and said, this is Las Vegas. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. Then he showed me the state of New York. Do you know what this is? He asked. I said, no. He said, this is New York. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. Then he showed me all of Florida. This is Florida, he said. This is Sodom and Gomorrah. In one day it will burn. Then he took me back to my home, to the rock where he had begun.
Okay, wait a minute. So, you know, we can clearly look and see at these places are very, very sin-filled, you know. And so, and he's identifying them as Sodom and Gomorrah. Well, what was the predominant thing of Sodom and Gomorrah was?
Sin-filled.
What?
Sin-filled, full of sin.
What kind of sin?
Unrepented. Unrepented sin. They were thinking good is, or evil is good, and good is evil, just like they are now.
Okay, but let's define it a little better than that. Where is all the gay stuff and transgenderism and all that coming from? Basically, those states are the ones that are bringing it forward, and that was the same sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. Because as you remember, folks, if you don't remember the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah, you need to read your Bibles. But two angels came to get Lot and his family out of there because they were it was going to be burnt up by the fire. Well, but the people, the men that saw the angels, which, you know, came as men, tried to have sex with them. And so they got inside Lot's house, but they banged on the door and they said, send out the men. We want to know them. They want to have sex with them. Well, Lot even offered his, because he knew who they were, he offered his own daughters that were virgins to the people, and they didn't want the daughters, they wanted the men. Mm-hmm. So this is the sin of Sodom and Gomorrah. So now look at those places. What are they immersed in? They're immersed in those same things, the same type of sin. Yeah, while they're guilty of all kinds of sin, that is one of the main sins that they're the places where it starts to corrupt in the rest of the country. Go ahead.
Okay. Then he took me back home to the rock where we had begun. In one day it will burn. All of this I have shown you, I said, how will it burn? He said, remember what I am telling you, because you will go on television and on the radio and in the churches, and you must yell with a loud voice. Do not be afraid, because I will be with you. I said, how will I be able to go? Who knows me here in America? I don't know anybody here, he said. Don't worry yourself. I will go before you, and I will do a lot of healing in American churches, and I will open the doors for you, but do not say anything else besides what I tell you. This country will burn.
Okay. Now, I met this man in person, and when I shook it, I seen him at, you know, Prophecy Club, was helping Stan Johnson, and when I seen him in the hallway the first time, he was walking up, and man, I shook his hand, you know, I put my hand out and I shook his hand, and it just felt different. But when he looked at me, I felt like, you know, he was just looking right through me. You know, it was just really strange. But some of the testimonies, well, how do you guys know this guy was a real prophet? You know, he could have just been saying this. Well, I remember Stan's wife, Leslie, she told Stan that she said, well, you know, because she was skeptical, she said, well, if this guy's really a prophet, he'll answer a question that I have for him. And Stan says, yeah, he can do that. He'll do that, I'm sure. And she says, no, you don't understand. I'm not going to ask him the question. You understand?
Right, yes. You're going to think it to him, and yeah.
And he did that.
Yeah, and in the spirit, he would answer it, yeah.
Yeah.
It's kind of like married.
Well, he did. He answered it verbally.
Did you hear that? I'm sure the people heard that. I said it's kind of like being married. Get out of my head.
Yeah, get out of my head.
Anyway, go on with the story.
Okay, anyway, and so, you know, it was confirmed into other people in many different ways. In fact, it was a confirmation to me. I'll never forget, like I say, I was there to help. And at the first of the conference, you know, he gets up there and he's a little short guy, you know, and he gets up there and he tells the people, he says, you know, several things, but he said one of the things he said that there's cigarettes in here. Yeah.
Bring your cigarettes. I'm
that. Yeah, he says, bring your cigarettes up here. And they brought their cigarettes up there because Holy Spirit doesn't like cigarettes, okay? So he brought cigarettes up there, and he stomped on them and everything.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, afterwards, so then he said, we got to have a song, and he sang a song, and then he gave his testimony. After the testimony, when I was picking up chairs, I was real close to Beatry Dudeman and his grandson. Well, some of the people that had thrown away the cigarettes came up, and they asked his grandson, we want your grandfather to pray for us so we'll be strong and not pick the cigarettes back up. You know, when we leave, we won't go buy more.
Right.
We'll stop. And he said, wait a minute. And so, you know, he turns around and he talks to Dimitri Dudeman in Romanian. I don't know exactly what he said, but then he turned back around to the people and then he said, well, he said he would pray for you. He said, but he's, as you know, he only knows Romanian. So just, you know how to agree in prayer. Just go along with the prayer. And they said, yeah, we can do that. Then his grandson left the area. He was
I remember.
There. Okay. Was not there for the prayer. Okay, so he prayed, and as he started praying, I felt a cold rush come up, folks. I felt a cold rush come up through my feet, and it felt like it burst out of the top of my head. And at that moment, I was listening to him and hearing him in Romanian, but I understood every word of his prayer in English. And so that just took my breath away. And so that was a confirmation to me that this man must indeed be a prophet. So, okay, let's go on with this vision.
Okay, I said, what will you do with the church? He said, I want to save the church, but the churches have forsaken me. I said, how did they forsake you? He said, the people praise themselves. That honor that the peoples are supposed to give Yeshua, Messiah, they take upon themselves. In the churches, there are divorces. There is adultery in the churches. There's homosexuals in the churches. There's abortion in the churches and all other sins that are possible. Because of all the sin, I have left some of the churches. You must yell in a loud voice that they must put an end to their sinning. They must turn toward the Lord. The Lord never gets tired of forgiving. They must draw close to the Lord and live a clean life. If they have sinned until now, they must put an end to it and start a new life as the Bible tells them to live.
Okay, stop. Tell them that's having a biblical worldview. Most people don't have that. They'll go to church or whatever, but I'm not accusing anybody specific. But you have to have a biblical worldview, which means you need to live your life every day as you would with the Bible, by looking at it from the view of the Bible and not the view of the people around you,
right,
but the view of the Bible. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, I said, how will America burn? America is the most powerful country in the world, in this world. How did you bring us here to burn? Or why did you bring us here to burn? Why did you at least let us die where all the Dudemans have died? He said, remember this, Dmitri. The Russian spies have discovered where the nuclear warehouses are in America. When the Americans will think that it is peace and safety from the middle of the country, some of the people will start fighting against the government.
That could very well happen majorly right now. That's so now we have a situation where two things are going along with this. One, the nuclear triggers that we were talking about with Biden, okay? And second, now, when they start taking the guns, as we talked about, or trying to attempt them, I believe that people will start fighting against the country.
It says, the government will be busy with internal problems. Then, from the ocean, from Cuba, Nicaragua, Mexico, he told me two other countries, but I didn't remember what they were, they will bomb the nuclear warehouses. When they explode, America will burn.
Okay, and so good question. We'll move right along. You go ahead and read it.
Okay, what will you do with the church of the Lord? How will you save the ones that will turn towards you? I asked. He said, tell them this, how I saved the three young men, the three young ones from the furnace of the fire, and how I saved Daniel in the lion's den, and this is the same way that I will save them.
Right, Daniel, Ashok, Meshach, and Abednego, they were saved in there because Yeshua was with them, and it said somebody like the angel Lord. Beginning to go read that, folks. We're speeding up a little bit because we don't have a lot of time. And Daniel in the lion's den, he shut the lion's mouth. Okay.
Okay, the angel of the Lord also told me, I have blessed this country because of the Jewish people who are in this country. I have 7 million Jews in this country, but they do not want to be recognized. They do not want to recognize the Lord. They didn't want to thank God for all the blessings they received in this country. Israel doesn't want to recognize Yeshua Messiah. They put their faith in the Jewish people in America, but then America burns. The Lord will raise China, Japan, and other nations to go against Russia, the Russians. They will beat the Russians and push them all the way to the gates of Paris. Over there, they will make a treaty and appoint the Russians as their leaders. They will then unite against Israel.
Okay, and this is really important because I'm going to read this. I'll break it down. When Israel realizes she does not have the strength of America behind her, she will be frightened. That's when she will turn to Messiah for deliverance. And I've said that all along. The strength of America is what has been protecting Israel all this time. When they don't have America on their side, that's when they'll turn to Yeshua. That's when Messiah will come. And this is him speaking. That's when Messiah will come. And then the church will meet Yeshua in the air. And he will bring him back with him to the Mount of Olives. When they come back, they'll be on that march that Joel Richardson talks about that starts at Sinai and ends up in Jerusalem. And it says at that time will be the Battle of Armageddon. That's Ezekiel 38 and 39. Go read it, folks. So, but he also asked, they named America Mystery Babylon. I believe that. Go ahead, read this.
Okay, why did God name America Mystery Babylon? Tell them because all the nations of the world immigrated to America with their own gods and were not stopped. Encouraged by the freedom here, the wickedness began to increase. Later on, even though America was established as a Christian nation, the American people began to follow the strange gods that the immigrants had brought in and also turned their backs on God who had built and prospered this country.
Yeah,
and that's happened.
Yeah, that's happened. And now this... The Equality Act passed in the House, and what will that do? It's just dramatic. The Equality Act, folks, will make it illegal to speak against any kind of transgenderism, gay, anything. It will ultimately lead to the erasure of women by dismantling sex-specific facilities, sports, and only female-only spaces. Folks, this is just terrible. And this is the guy that's in charge of human health.
Looks like a woman.
It's a man. It's a transgender man.
Wow.
And that's who's in charge of the health in this country. He was confirmed by Congress. You get that? By Congress. That means confirmed in the Senate. And the Senate should have fought against that guy, but they didn't do it. They're rhinos. That means Republicans in name only. So, folks, the only thing that's going to save us is the Father. You need to get close to Yeshua HaMashiach now. You need to get sin out of your life. You need to be doing about the Father's business, because even if these things don't come to pass now, it's so corrupt out there. Don't take part of the corruption or you will be damned. And that you might have a good life here, but you're not going to have a life in eternity. Okay, anyway, pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church, folks. And so what's going on over there? How are we doing?
I think we're doing pretty good over there. We've been feeding lots of people. The last two or three days, we've did set over 70, so.
Well, you know, and like I said in the video, in fact, folks, you can go to text me for it. I'll send them to you. I'll send you the link to the Facebook page where I have the videos. But as I pointed out earlier this week, a lot of people don't really understand that. Are we just giving them food and wine?
No, we give them everything we have to give them.
Well, so there was...
Tuesday we did, somebody did a coat drive for us and had lots and lots of shoes and socks and coats and sweaters and jackets and The tables were packed. You can go look at the videos, and there was two boxes of shoes left, but they took everything.
I thought it was only one box, but and those were little kids' shoes, man.
Yeah. Oh, were they?
Yeah, there wasn't a lot left. Mostly everything was taken. But another thing I don't think people understand is you know, we're also giving out critical prayers, but people ask for. But I'm also treating people, you know, and I do first aid. You know, I do it safely, but I do first aid. Some of them is just a question of giving them cold medications and things. And by the way, the flu is still alive. It's
the flu
not
is still
gone.
The flu.
Yeah, it's still alive. Ask me, I'm treating it. And so we do cold medications, things over the counter, prayers to go along with it. You know, it just depends on the person, just like they did when they came inside. Yeah, they're not getting to come inside and relax, you know, and getting egg sandwich meals, but they're getting the basic services that I've always given them.
No, now they're getting egg sandwich sack lunches every other Tuesday.
Well, right, along with their meal.
Yeah,
that's what you call it, a snack bag or whatever. But, yeah, they also get those sack lunches. But my point is that we do a lot more than just feeding them in a line. We
give them hygiene. Whatever we have to give them, we give them.
Right, and that's why, you know, I'm trying to point out some of the things. Bibles, we're out of King James. Well, I found two other Bibles, and I've got one. I think I've got about three Bibles left. I really do preferably need large print King James Version Bibles. I really, really need them because we're basically out. The cold has actually cut back the need for Bibles because when it was really extremely cold, they just come up and grab their bags and left, you know. But that one day, a couple of days, I put out a whole bunch of Bible tracts that were sent to me from Chick Publications, and they took them all. They're all. I think there may be two tracks left, but I had a whole huge stack of tracks, and they're gone. So pray about supporting Wichita Mission Church. If you live in Wichita, you can bring us coats, all of those things. We can always use bread. Bread's
always
a thing.
Bread.
We always, always, always use bread. And but the Father has kept us during this time. You know, this time of COVID, when I thought we lost a lot of donations. But some of our longtime supporters have stepped up and have given more
up donations.
But it's the Father. He's provided us through this storm, but because we kept and decided to keep doing the Father's work, and that's what it amounts to, is to be about the Father's business. Is there anything specific you'd like to have him give?
Not really. Just pray about. I've always just said pray about it and be led by the Father to do what his will is for you to do.
Well, you know, and there was a young man that asked me about a week ago. He said, Pastor Dan, he says, what scriptures would you have me read right now? And I told him, I said, go read James, the book of James, but if nothing else, just read James chapter 2. And I'm going to say it to you two folks, too. I've got time to read part of it. In James chapter 2:14-20, it says, what does it profit, my brethren, though a man say, have faith and have not works? Can faith save him? If a brother or sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, be ye warm and filled, notwithstanding you give them not those things which are needful to the body, what does it profit? Even so, faith, if it hath not works, is dead, being alone. Yea, man may say, thou hast faith, and I have works. Show me thy faith without thy works, and I'll show you my faith by my works. Thou believest there is one God, thou doest well. But the devils also believe and tremble. How will that know, O vain man, that faith without works is dead? So what does this mean? It doesn't mean that I'm trying to earn my way to heaven or any such thing, but the works are apparent. If you are saved and you're following the word, then you will see the faith. You understand? By looking at all the people that we feed in the building, and for, you know, we've been at 21 years, that's the work that we do. But it's by our faith, because we believe the word and do what the word says, so the works come natural. Okay, you got to say goodbye. I got to get out of here.
Okie dokie. Well, people, shalom.
All right.
Have a good weekend. Shabbat shalom and a good Sabbath.
Okay, you can donate online, over the telephone, all those things. Find that at prophecyhour.com. But remember, there is only one true God. He is your Father. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. His Son is Yeshua HaMashiach. He gave his life for repentant sins. And he rose after 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And through him, and only through him, is the way of the Father. Remember, always, always, always be a blessing to others. Lord our God, Father, King of the universe, ask in Yeshua HaMashiach's name that, Father, you would please bless and keep them, and that your face would shine upon them, and that you would be gracious to them, and give them peace like no one or nothing else can. Until an hour from now, this is Pastor Dan saying goodbye and shalom.
Shalom.
You've just heard the Messiah's Branch broadcast featuring Pastor Dan. To contact Dan on the Internet, go to messiahsbranch.org. To write to Dan, send a note to Messiah's Branch, 230 West 4th Street, Florence, Kansas, 66851. Tune in next time for the Messiah's Branch.